finding your purpose, living your purpose, and enjoying your calling every day. What a beautiful thing when I see people who are just in that sweet spot in life, bring glory to God, benefit to themselves and their family, enjoying their days. That's a beautiful thing. If that's not you today, it could be, really could be. There's no reason you need to be living in that feeling of, I just don't know what I'm doing or why I'm doing this. You can find that peace today and that purpose. We're going to talk about it in really practical terms and hear stories of people who have found that. So come on in. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen here at Intentional Living in our studios in Tucson today. And we certainly love to have you be a part of the show on our storyline. We got callers already lined up, but the storyline number is open at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Mark Twain, great theologian, made the statement, the two most important days in your life are the day you were born and the day you found out why. And I think that's very true. I've heard others treat that as well or quote that as well. It's interesting, though, in the surveys that have gone out, a young Americans survey, they were asked the question, how often do you wonder, how can I find more meaning and purpose in my life? It's interesting that 57% of American adults, 57% say that they think about that either daily, weekly, or monthly. 23% say never. They never think about it. And so one of two things, either they found that and they don't think about it, or they don't care. That's a sad way of living. Getting up every day and just doing whatever it is. I'm not talking about good things or bad. I'm just saying you're doing things. It makes no difference. You could be a barista today, or you could be a school teacher, or a doctor, a stay-at-home mom or dad, a car mechanic, a truck driver, and you can find and experience God's intention for your life right there because there's purpose. And if you heard the show, by the way, if you missed the show last week, you should go back and listen to it last Thursday, first half of this show. Because I talked about the purpose that we have is universal. Jesus was very clear when we read Scripture, it's to love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. In other words, to bring glory to God. And to do that, you need to know Him. Your purpose is to give your life to Christ. That's why we're here. And then there's a calling, and that's different for each of us. Different strengths, different weaknesses. Maybe you're a leader, maybe you're a service person, maybe you're a teacher, maybe you're an encourager. But the Scripture is full of things that are kind of unique to each of us. And then our daily assignment. And like I said, it could be in the school, it could be at home, raising the kids, workplace, maybe retired, whatever it is. But there's an assignment to bring glory to God, to live out that purpose. And that's really what we're asking today. What have you found and how's that being lived out in your life? Let's go. We got lots of callers. Dina is first in Arizona. Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you?
Good. What's your purpose? What have you found? What's happening in your life, Dina?
I believe that just the things that I've gone through, that the Lord has allowed me to go through them and to learn so I can turn it around and, you know, help somebody in the situation.
What have you learned?
I was in. So I was in a really severely abusive relationship and still actually going through the last part of the divorce. Mm-hmm. And I have 9 children. So there's a lot involved, I'm sure you could imagine.
Yes.
But I guess because of all of the, you know, ins and out with the Child Protective Services and the all of the classes that I've had to do. And I mean, I remember growing up in church, singing, you know, with my mom and my dad and my family. And it was just like it was plotted from the devil to kind of pull me away. But as I get older, I look at my life and I look at the world and I just think there's so much hurt and there's so much pain. But my purpose is to help people that, you know, that are in the situation that I was in because I've pulled through with the Lord's help, obviously.
Yeah.
I didn't do it myself, that's for sure. All the glory goes to Him.
Amen.
But my my part was rebellion, and the Lord had to show me that why I went through what I went through was because I was rebellious to not only my parents, but to His word.
Wow.
And when I really started, you know, looking like, oh, what is the purpose of my life? I can do this. I can do that. I have these talents and these abilities and so on and so forth. But what is that going to do if I'm not in line with God's word? I'm going to get pulled back out and maybe into another bad relationship or, you know, something like that. So yeah. I said, Lord, I want to use this hurt and this pain to help people. And now I have even more of a wide understanding, and I can see when somebody's being abused, and I really just have a heart for it, whether it's an elderly woman or whether it's a young girl that's just desperate for, you know what I mean? She might just want a hug. She might just need a hug and need some attention, need someone to, you know, show her like that she's seen.
And
that.
Yeah. And in the process, Dina, what you're discovered is that it's through your pain, your loss, your difficulty that God can use, right? He can use that to make a difference in somebody else's life. Yeah. And so, God love you. I'm sorry you had to go through that. But, you know, there's a lesson here, though. God can use anything in our lives. And by the way, I don't suggest we jump into a hole to experience all sorts of negativity so we can come out the other side and say, well, thank you. Now I know a lesson I can use. That's the point. But we all have lessons in our life, whatever they are. And we can either learn from them or we can be a loser as a result of them. And it's a choice. Dina has said, hey, I'm going to choose, because of the rebellion of my heart, what I've learned, to turn around and make a difference in someone else's life. Maybe that's not you, but that's for her. Powerful. All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Simon, in Michigan, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. Go right ahead. What have you learned about your purpose and calling in life?
Well, number one, I'll try to make it really quick because I talk a lot. So I'll try to shorten the short version, the Reader's Digest version. About 4 years ago, my wife and I were fairly well lost. Both of her parents died within a very short period of time. And I was having a difficult time with her, with my wife, I mean. And neither of us seriously followed Christ. We were just living life, you know. I was very unhappy in a job, and it rolled over to our family. I had no idea how to deal with my wife. Christmas Eve, I just ran. Well, I went to church with my mom and still didn't feel whole. And on my way home, I stopped at a church that I'd seen many times between my mom's house and mine, and it was Christmas Eve, and I found the Lord that night.
Amen.
Haven't stopped. And I also realized through groups and, and by the way, 2 years after that, my wife on Easter Sunday, she was baptized to Christ as well. So we both have been very, very fortunate in the unfortunate situations in our lives to be directed to an amazing church. And
let me jump in, Simon, and ask you this. How has all this changed you guys? How is your life different now than before?
It's peaceful. We get along. We don't get angry with, things of the world. We pray a lot. Obviously, our routines have changed, and believe it or not, it's not a negative thing, but our social life has changed dramatically. Other people have seen that and have followed us. And, that's our goal ultimately, isn't it? To try to bring people, to the place we are, to the joy, the happiness, the peacefulness that we have. Because we know it's not on our shoulders. It's our plan is already made, and we just have to trust and love our Lord and Savior.
Amen to that. Simon, that's a beautiful story. Listen, you just heard it. Going back to, he found his purpose by giving his life to Christ. On a Christmas Eve, driving home, stopping at a church, and made a decision. His wife follows up on an Easter, I think he said, and gets baptized. And when I asked him the question, did you hear what how he answered? How's your life different? Peace. I wrote that down in my journal just this week. I was thinking about things. I think that's really what we're looking for. We want peace. My wife and I have been praying for the peace of Jerusalem right now with what's going on. I mean, we see what's going on in the world today. Pray for peace. And yet it begins in our own lives, doesn't it? Begins in our own relationship with Christ. If you want to really live your purpose, you got to find your purpose. And it's to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and your neighbor as yourself. And it begins by giving your life to Him. And when you do, your life is radically changed. Wow, we got some more callers. Hang on, Mary, Janine, we'll get to both of you in a minute. A quick break, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The Bible says in Psalm 19 that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When we get into the Bible, I would encourage us as we open it not to be in such a hurry to say I'm reading through the Bible this year, which is a good thing to do, but to say, Lord, as I read this passage, give me an aha moment. Give me a moment as I read this that I gain some insight from my life today where I am. You know, when you turn on the radio and you listen to what we do at Intentional Living, there's a whole lot of things going on behind the scenes. We're creating content that's going online around the world. Our podcast goes out around the world. The events that we put on, the publications and the books, and it's all made possible because of so much generosity and because of you all who pray for us and support the ministry and allow us to do what we do. And frankly, we can't do it without your help. And we are now down literally just to a few hours, right, before we wrap up our fiscal year for Intentional Living. And we've had so many wonderful people who have stepped in and helped us move along. You know, that $10,000 match I mentioned last week was met when Kim joined us there in Lansing with that final $1,000 that doubled that amount. Wow. And then Margie came along as well and joined us with $1,046 from Oakland, California. Thank you, Margie. What a gift. Thank you. You know what? All the gifts that have been coming in from all over the country, showing up on our tote board here, getting this number down closer to being fully funded, closing out the fiscal year. Can I challenge you maybe to come along and join with Kim and Margie? That $1,000 gift would be a big help. We're getting so close, a few now, and we'll be there. If you can't, maybe it could be 500 match, maybe two of you with 500 each, or join us with whatever. Let me challenge those of you who are current members, maybe a 13th month, an added gift to help us in these next few hours as we close out this fiscal year so rapidly now. How do you do it? Call during West Coast business hours. Our staff will take your calls. 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. Press number 2. Talk to our staff or go online to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. We're almost there. Let's get over the top. We can do it together.
This is Iris. I'm closing up a career on 24 years in the military. I just went on terminal leave on the 23rd of September, and I just wanted to say I'm listening to the show, and you know, I think that God has a purpose for my life here. I'm passionate about what I'm about to do next. I'm still looking for what that thing is, but I believe that it was just, you know, divine providence that I was able to leave the service when I did, and now I'm here, and I'm available to God 100%, and that's my passion right now. I appreciate the opportunity to talk. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you for your stories, your testimonies. We love it. Talking about our purpose, finding it and living it every day. Let's go. Mary, you're in California. How are you today?
I'm really good, Randy. How are you?
Terrific. Thank you for your call. Waiting to hear your story. What have you learned about purpose?
Wow. I think my whole life, that's what it's been about, is finding my niche. And I watched my dad very carefully. He was a bartender. And I watched him very carefully talk to people, serve people. He was a gentleman. He was just a gentleman. And amazing guy. He was in the service and did a lot of other things. But I watched him and I learned how to serve. And I watched my mother. And I'm not saying I do it perfectly, but God is faithful. If you give what little you have, God is faithful. It's like bread. It just grows.
Yeah.
And God is faithful, and he is good. I'm an encourager, a leader. I love service, and I love peace.
Mm-hmm. Now, listen, not everybody does have all those attributes. And when you have them, we find our greatest joy when we find that sweet spot. Some of you are listening and saying, you know, I'm not really a leader, and I'm not going to ever call a radio show and talk to somebody on the air. I just do what I do. That's great. You know, the Bible says to us very clearly, work is unto God, not unto man. Whatever it is you do, and you've probably heard it said, if you're a plumber, be the best plumber there's going to be in the city. So not only is the demand going to be high and people are going to be wanting you, but you make a difference when you step into their home and you make a difference in your attitude. And who knows, have an opportunity to pray for them before or after on the way back to the next job, the impact you can make in their lives. Or a school teacher, as you're home with the kids. And I know some of you are saying, man, the responsibility, it's taking care of the kids and they don't really appreciate it all that much. And I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed. Hey, listen, if God's placed you there today, it's a beautiful thing when you know that purpose and you live it out intentionally for him today. All right, let me move on here. Janine, you're next in Michigan. Welcome to the show, Janine.
Thank you, Randy.
Appreciate your call. What have you learned about finding your purpose, living your purpose?
Well, what I learned early on, and I'm thankful there are some things I've learned. I'm still in the process. I'm 65 now, but when I was 19 years old, this is a call for encouragement to people who are really still don't believe that there is a call on their life and what God has planned for them. And when I was 19, I was a good student, all those things, but I really didn't know what I was supposed to do. And that was one of the very first times that I knew, and I got on my face and I just said, Lord, what are you going to do with me? Will you please just show me? I talk so much I might not even hear what you're telling me, so please make it clear. And he is so faithful. He did. And now that I'm at that 42-year mark, he provided a way. He wanted me to be a nurse. They said I wanted to be a labor and delivery nurse. You can't do that when you're brand new. Within 3 months, they're asking me to do that. Every step of the way,
wow,
he opened the door. And here I am at 42 years into the same work. And even, you know, when people start thinking about retiring, my wonderful godly friends that I work with, one of them came to me and said, you're going to be a lactation consultant now because laboring is really hard. And I said, no, I'm not. And she said, yeah, the Lord told me you are. And so I prayed about it. And here I am another 10 years. I'm still doing it. He still has work for me. I retired. I just didn't tell anybody. They still have me teaching and doing things. And how God has worked and puts people in my life, it's all for him and it's his glory, because there are times people are like, how were you in that spot at that moment? Sometimes I've worked like maybe 1 4-hour block in a week, and there is the exact person who had been praying that I would be there to help them. I've had phone calls. One time I walked into a room to take care of a patient at the hospital, random, just assigned that patient. I walked in the room and the patient said to me, "Do you mind talking to my grandmother on the phone?" She was getting ready to have a baby and grandma wanted to talk to the nurse who was going to take care of her. And then grandma from across the country said, "I have been praying for you. You're ordained to be there. I know you're exactly the person who needs to be ministering to my granddaughter, and I just want you to know I'm praying for you." I mean, it was so powerful. Wow. So if he can do that for me, people just need to surrender it and do, even if they think it's something too hard, he'll open the way, and watching him work has been one of the most amazing parts of my life. Other parts get hard when I'm on my own.
Yeah.
But the things I do that I've surrendered to him, it's just beyond words.
Amen.
And he provides, especially because it's not always happy or a peaceful work helping families have babies. Sometimes it's really very difficult. And people say, "How can you do that?" And I said, "Because I'm just doing what the Lord has me to do. And he gives me the strength, the power, the wisdom, and to come back and do it." So if that, he does that for me, he'll do that for anybody who asks and calls out and calls on his name. And I just want to encourage him. Somebody needed to hear that today.
Yes, they did. And you had a chance to share it. And I'm glad you called. And thank you for your service. And I don't know if you kept count. Did you keep count, by the way, of how many babies you helped deliver?
I stopped after 10,000.
Okay. All right. Wow. I was only in for three, and I was a problem. I was a problem. Yeah. To tell you a quick story, Donna, our firstborn being born, and I was so uptight. I had the worst headache the next day I've ever had in my life. And anyway, Donna's having a contraction, and I had to say something because that's what I do. Words. I said, "Does that really hurt?" I mean, hello. Not a smart thing, Jennifer, not to say. Do we have another break here? All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Got some more to get to, talking about finding your purpose and living your purpose every day.
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, when you support the ministry here in these final days, because we only have a few days left till the 30th of June, our fiscal year end, you're going to help us reach that $50,000 need that we have. And we're getting so very close to it now because of your faithfulness. And as I've seen these gifts coming in, and some of you have just been so generous and saying, "I know this extra boost is going to make a difference." You know, when Margie gave that $1,000 and then Kim gave that $1,000 and the $10,000 match was met, and others of you who have been sharing $100 and $500 and $200, thank you for your gifts. If you could help us right now, I'm convinced in the next 3 or 4 days, we can see that need completely met, closing out this year, moving us into this next fiscal year. Please share your most generous gift. How do you do that? Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, or you can go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Tim Tebow made the statement that regardless of whatever I do, I know what my purpose is, to make a difference in people's lives. And he was a great football player, Heisman Trophy winner. And he didn't say it was to throw the next best pass. But, you know, he lived his life as a football player, as an athlete, give glory to God, and now continuing to do so. This is interesting. Bono, the musician, right? He made the statement, when you align yourself with God's purpose as described in the scriptures, something special happens in your life. That's really profound coming from him, right? Talking about the power of finding our purpose. All right, we're about to the end of the show here. I think we have time for George from, looks like from Kansas, calling. Are you living your purpose, man?
Well, yes. I had a neighbor that was very sick. Now, he's gone now, and I've been doing nursing home visits almost every day for the last 13 years.
Wow.
And I'm having so much fun, and I'm going myself. I've got a whole lot of health issues, but going there to visit them, there's some younger than me, some older than me, but I get to pray with them. I get to, you know, hug on them, listen to them, because a lot of them just need listening to. I always wonder, I said, Lord, everything I'm going through, everything that, you know, affects me, you've put me here with all these people, and it's so wonderful. I can empathize with them, mm-hmm. and they can empathize with me, and it's glorious. And, you know, the good Lord, I get sometimes with all my medical issues, I turn around and say, okay, God, you know, I need some help, Jesus, you know, and all of a sudden, I go there, and those people have helped me so much, and I get to give to them, and they get to give to me, and I know what my purpose is. Love on these people.
You know, when you find your purpose, if it's helping a nursing home, thank you, George, for sharing that story, or if it's in your own home, ministering to your own kids and your spouse and your family, whatever it is, but there's something powerful when we find our purpose. And as I said, our universal purpose for everyone, the reason we're here on this planet, is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself. That's what the Bible teaches. Jesus said that. And when we have that in our heart, then finding our calling, our uniqueness of what do we actually do, how do we play that out every day, becomes a lot easier. So if you're wrestling with that whole topic, I hope today's show helped you some, got you thinking. If you missed any part of it, it's available online, and I would encourage you to go back and check last week on Thursday, because that was part one on this topic as well. We got to wrap up the show today. I want to say a big, huge thank you to those of you who've been calling. Thank you for your support. You've been calling. You've been going online saying, Randy, we want to wrap this up, this need. We're getting so very close. Your gift right now is going to make a difference as we approach the year end of our fiscal year. Call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Press number 2 or go to theintentionallife.com. Have a great day. This is Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.